The House tomorrow will take up and vote on the bill authorizing a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to North American markets. Before sending the bill to the House for further debate and a vote, the Rules Committee turned down three amendments to the bill. Those amendments would have stopped the project until concerns about the future development of the Point Thompson field are resolved, bypassed limits on the amount of gas that could be set aside for in-state use, and protected the state from any liability from commitments that TransCanada might have. The possibility of changes would have brought into question the legal structure of the entire gas line project. Rules Chairman John Coghill says there's too much involved to put that at risk.
An amendment probably is an effective death knell to this bill.
Minority Leader Beth Kurtula agrees. She says the contract that TransCanada applied for was approved by the legislature when it originally passed last year, and it can't be changed this late in the process.
My take is that if we have amendments, then we're back at square one, that it undoes everything. It undoes basically the contract.
Kurtula says the merits of any amendment would have to be balanced with the likelihood of restarting the gas line project as if it were new.
Even if we all thought it was a great idea, it's not something that we can do because this is the deal that was put out for everyone to bid on. Everyone got to see it up front. Now TransCanada has made a binding agreement with the state, and the state's in the same binding agreement with TransCanada. So unfortunately, any little thing upsets the apple cart.
Coghill says the final decision will be played out on the House floor tomorrow when debate and a vote are scheduled.
I hope we don't go down that road. If there's enough votes to kill the AGIA license on a policy discussion, then that's what should happen on the floor in my mind. I am not interested in trying to kill it in committee.
But the committee was the first forum available. Majority Leader Ralph Samuels brought up two of the amendments. He voted against the original gas line bill last year and is opposed to its passage this year. He says the legislature should not allow itself to be put into a take-it-or-leave-it situation.
That's the problem with the processes that we've got right now. That's the flaw in a GIA in general. We get a take-it-or-leave-it thing. We go, well, we want to fix that wart right there. We want to fix that one thing right there. And then we'd be happy with it, or you're protected in the long run. And if you can't fix this thing with one bidder, then, you know, if the process is that flawed, then the process is that flawed. We'll see how it goes.
The bill will go to the floor unchanged, but the amendments and at least two others will be available for introduction on the floor tomorrow when a vote by the full House is scheduled.